OFM Artbeat. In the OFM Artbeat, it's my absolute pleasure to welcome back not only to the OFM Artbeat, but also to Bloemfontein, artist David Griesel. Welcome, David.
Morning. It's great to be here.
Much excitement because Bloemfontein is the proud, I don't want to say owner, but let's say owner for today, of a brand new art gallery, the Co-op Gallery. Tell me a little bit about this initiative.
We started it last year. It is me and two other business partners, Esrae Dupree and Willemien Creer. Esrae approached me and basically proposed that we start a small gallery next to her framing workshop. And she's been framing Willemien Creer's artworks for many years. And she put us in contact with each other. So it's basically a joint business venture.
What do you aim to achieve with the Co-op Gallery?
We aim to start something new in Bloemfontein. Like, I just feel that there isn't enough galleries at the moment for the size city. And I think people are hungry for new art and just art events and getting together and talking about culture. So we basically just want to start something that brings new positive energy into the city.
So tell me where the Co-op Gallery is located.
It's located in Dan Pinar Mall, which is basically next to Preller Square. It's in the back courtyard, so it's kind of tucked away in the back, but that's actually very nice because it creates this slightly quaint atmosphere and people can get out of the hustle and bustle and then really just enjoy the art. And we also have three cats, by the way, like three cats that Esrae, who's been there, like she's had her framing workshop there for about 15 years. So she's been taking care of these cats for almost 10 years. And now they also start to visit us next door as well. So yeah, people should definitely come say hi to our three gallery cats as well.
Artist David Griesel joins me in the OFM Artbeat today, talking about the brand new gallery in Bloemfontein, the Co-op Gallery. David, something that I also noticed on social media is that you said you usually work, I almost want to say, in solitary confinement. You know, you take yourself to your workspace and that's where you spend your time. But you've also now had time to actually work in the gallery. How has this been for you?
It's been interesting. It's been quite all-consuming, like actually a bit harder work than I thought, but it's been great. At the moment, I'm working at the gallery 3 days a week. I haven't quite yet confirmed which days I'll come in. Like, I'm kind of experimenting. I'm coming in at the moment on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and then I just work there from 9 to 2, just because I think people want to talk to the artist as well, and I believe Willemien Creer is also occasionally going to work at the gallery as well, because she makes abstract art, and she uses very interesting processes when she makes her work. So then we actually both want to use the gallery as a place to also share our knowledge and processes.
The Co-op Gallery is something that you have to go and visit. You can also find them on social media. David, we wish you guys so much success and thank you for breathing new life into the arts in Bloemfontein.
No, of course. And yeah, we are so grateful for all the support we've been getting. At our opening launch, there was about 170 people, which was fantastic. And on top of that, they weren't there just to drink all the free wine and food that we provided. They also bought a lot of work. So yeah, we sold a whole lot of work and we are really grateful for that. OFM Artbeat.